Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli, Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Lamed Aleph at the Mishnah. Hamale Peiros Megalil Yehuda Oy Oylil Yerushalayim Oychel Ad Shemagia Lemakom Shehoylech Bechein Bechazira. The Mishnah says, if someone brings up fruit from the Galil to Yehuda, or he goes up to Yerushalayim, he may eat them until he reaches his destination, and similarly if he returns, means backtracking before he reaches his destination. Rabbi Meir Oimer Ad Shemagia Lemakom HaShavisa. Rabbi Meir says, until he reaches the place where he'll be spending Shabbos. Ha'oichlim ha'machzirim ba'ayoris oichlim ad shehen magiyim lemakom alina. Peddlers who travel around cities may eat until they reach the place where they'll be sleeping overnight. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ha'bayis harishon hu beisoi. Rabbi Yehuda says, the first house that he reaches is considered his house for the obligation to tithe. And the Gemara says, Peirus shelaktam shelaseich ha'shabbos v'kitcha aleim ha'shabbos. If fruits were not picked for Shabbos use and then Shabbos arrived, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer HaShabbos Tovelas. Rabbi Yochanan says Shabbos makes it Tevel and obligates it in tithing. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Oimer Ein HaShabbos Tovelas. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says no, Shabbos does not make it Tevel. Meifi Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan Adatech, I should say, Detema HaShabbos Tovelas V'Ataninan Hamale Peiros Min HaGalil Yehuda or Oile LYerushalayim Oichel Ad Shemagia LeMokem Shehoylech V'Chein B'Chazira V'Tani Ala Afilu Lan Afilu Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah taught that if someone brings up fruit from the Galil to Yehuda or he goes up to Yerushalayim, he may eat them until he reaches his destination, and similarly if he returns. And a Braisa taught that this is even if he slept the night on the way or even if Shabbos arrived. Amalei beroidzelish bois, and Rabbi Yochanan responded, no, the Braisa means that if he intends to spend Shabbos somewhere and Shabbos hasn't yet arrived, he's permitted all the way until Shabbos when it becomes prohibited. Tezid chashu ken, detani ala Afilu Shabbos b'sheni v'yashvisa b'sheni ela b'roitza l'shbois afacha b'roitza l'shbois. And Rabbi Yochanan brings a proof that the Braisa teaches if he intends to spend Shabbos on a Monday. Well, does a person spend Shabbos on a Monday? Rather, it must mean that when he wishes to spend the next few days there until Shabbos. Hakol moedim b'lina shena toveles ma ben lina ma ben shvisa. The Gemaras all agree that sleeping the night doesn't obligate. What's the difference between spending the night and spending Shabbos? Adam Magalgel Melina bin Adam Magalgel Bishvisa Bechomokim Adam Lan bin Adam Shavis Bechomokim. And the Gemara answers, a person views sleeping the night lightly but doesn't view spending Shabbos lightly. A person would sleep anywhere but he wouldn't just spend Shabbos anywhere. Tani Masa B'Rishua Shahay Mahalich Acha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ishese Lebo Lebo Chayil V'Hayu Bnei Oisem Hayo Ois Mevi'in Lahim Peiros Amalhen B'Rishua Im Lanu Kan Anu Chayavim Lase V'Im Lav Ein Anu Chayavim Lase. We have a question from a Tosefta. Rabbi Shua once went with his students to learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Bor Chayil, and the people of those towns were bringing him fruits. The students asked Rabbi Shua if they have to separate from the fruits as Demai. Rabbi Shua told them, well, if we slept the night here, we are obligated to tithe, and if not, we're not obligated. And this shows that sleeping the night does establish an obligation. I'm Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Shua, Data Nakia. Rabbi Zeira answered that Rabbi Yeshua's mind was clear and he would only stay in good accommodations. Therefore, when he slept the night, it would establish an obligation. Amalei Rabbi Mana v'chol Amma Shtaye. And Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Zeira, well, are everyone else fools that just sleep anywhere? Ela Rabbi Yeshua delevisaye shchichele havidan Amma halina tevelef v'shabani adam deleith alevisei shchicha shchicheloin ein lina tevelef. Rather, Rabbi Shua was different because he had people to arrange his lodgings wherever he went, so where he stayed was considered like his home and obligated, which is not the case for other people. The Gemara asks, well, in our Mishnah it says that peddlers who travel around cities may eat until they reach the place where they will be spending, they'll be sleeping overnight. And the Gemara says, no, the place where they will be sleeping actually refers to their own homes. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar B'Shem Rabbi Hoshea Kegoin Elein De Kfar Hananya De Nafkin V'Sachrin Arba V'Chamesh Koyrin V'Eilin De Michin B'Batei Hoin. Rav Shimon Lakish, quoting Hoshea, disagrees. He says, no, the Mishnah refers to people such as the peddlers of Kfar Hananya who have a fixed place to sleep while they go out to four or five villages to sell the merchandise. But if a peddler has no fixed place at all to sleep, his accommodations do not establish an obligation to tithe. Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol, Waitzu Adam Lefalech, Asokov Bebaith Arishoin, Shupoygeir Boin, Olalun Shom. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yehuda says that the first house that he reaches is considered his house for the obligation to tithe. Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol taught that it's because a person wishes to leave all of his items and sleep in the first house that he reaches.